Hare and his associate physicians. Melrose, Massachusetts, August 22, 1904. To Dr. Hare and his associate physicians. The Lord is very merciful. He has borne long with the neglect of his people to do the very work that should have been done 20 years ago in Washington. I thank the Lord that he has opened the way for a sanitarium and a school and a printing office to be established near Washington. The Lord has graciously opened the way, and if those who have this work in hand will allow themselves to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, the work will advance rapidly. God in his providence has opened the way for this work to be done, that from the capital of this nation the light of truth shall shine forth. The location that has been selected for the buildings is a beautiful one, and the surrounding community is a good one. There is no saloon in the township of Tacoma Park. Thus it might be in every town and city if men would be guided by God. There is an abundance of water on the place that has been purchased, and excellent sewerage facilities have been provided by the town council. We have much to be thankful for in the kindness that has been shown us by the members of the council and in the welcome that we have received from the people of Tacoma Park. We look upon it as a special advantage that the school and the sanitarium can be located on the same tract of land, though of course they are not to be close enough to each other to interfere with one another. Some difficulties have been experienced in the effort to purchase a piece of land for the printing office, but the Lord is good, and he will so manage matters that in the end things which now appear to be disadvantages will be seen to be advantages. In the establishment of the work in Washington and the erection of the buildings necessary, the strictest economy is to be shown in the outlay of means. Money is not to be spent for unnecessary ornamentation or display. The buildings are to be an object lesson. Those in charge of the work are ever to remember that no more money than is positively necessary is to be used in their erection, because calls are coming for buildings in other places, and one place is not to take more than its share. There are many, many places to be worked. The Lord is pleased with the work that is being done at Tacoma Park. There are precious souls to be saved in that place. The workmen are to be as true as steel to principle. In all their dealing, they are to observe the golden rule, doing unto others as they would wish others to do to them. The father of lies has taken possession of human genius. The true, the noble, and the Christ-like should be standing forth distinctly, but instead, the false and the ignoble are being woven into nearly everything. Lies are spoken, lies are acted, deception is practiced. The excuse is, such things are common nowadays. Falsehood has been brought into the church and is there entertained. Let not those who profess to be Christians put Christ to open shame by a sham faith and an unholy practice. Those who take upon themselves the name of Christian are to wear his yoke, to learn his meekness and lowliness. Why should we delay to begin work in our cities? We are not to wait for some wonderful thing to be done, or some costly apparatus to be provided, in order that a great display may be made. What is the chaff to the wheat? If we walk and work humbly before God, he will prepare the way before us. He will honor those who honor him, and we feel sure that the workmen at Tacoma Park are seeking to honor him. Why delay the endeavor to make the world better? However humble our sphere, however lowly our work, if we walk in harmony with our Savior, he will reveal himself through us, and our influence will draw souls to him. He will honor the meek and lowly ones who earnestly seek to do service for him in the daily life. Into all that we do, whether we work in the shop, on the farm, or in the office, let us bring the endeavor to save souls. Let those who are engaged in building remember that they are building characters for eternity. Carry with you to your work a small pocket Bible from which, in a moment of leisure, you can gather a sweet morsel of comfort to pass on to others. I shall not soon forget the gatherings for prayer and singing each morning by the workmen at Tacoma Park. How precious these gatherings were! How my soul was comforted and refreshed by the singing and by the words of the Book of Life. There is no weariness in working for Jesus. Work for him is not sullen drudgery, but peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The assurance of his love sweetens toil, braces the arm, and stimulates the spirit. The Christian is spiritual-minded, even in his work.
The Lord is looking upon the workers at Tacoma Park with a "Well done for every faithful one." Matthew 25, verse 21. The efforts of these workers are helping to prepare them for the mansions that Christ has gone to make ready for those who love him. I was pleased, very much pleased, with the district surrounding our land in Tacoma Park. The country is covered with beautiful trees, and hidden away amongst these trees there are many comfortable homes. I was much pleased with the deportment of the workers at Tacoma Park. Having managers who are kind and courteous is a wonderful incentive to earnest effort on the part of the workers. When those who are in charge speak pleasant words to the workmen, they will find that the workmen will speak pleasant words to them and to one another. Let all read carefully the Word of God, for it is eternal life to know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Behold, I send an angel before thee, to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then will I be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For mine angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them, and quite break down their images. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take away sickness from the midst of thee. Exodus 23, verse 20 to 25. It was Christ who guided the Israelites through the wilderness. And it is Christ who is guiding his people today, showing them where and how to work. He would have the warning given to Washington, the capital of this nation. Those who are connected with his work there are to thank the Lord for his guidance and show their faith in his keeping power. They are to remember that they are children of God and that they are to cut away from their lives all hereditary and cultivated tendencies to evil. In word and deed, they are to live out the principles of truth. Those who profess to be children of God, and yet do that which he forbids, are more of an aid to the cause of the enemy than those who make no profession of Christianity. They deepen the impressions that Satan makes on minds. They give those who make no profession of godliness encouragement to continue in their evil way. We are to be on our guard to rebuke all evil doings. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.